The Osgood Files, sponsored by Kronos, providing cloud-based workforce management solutions for organizations of all sizes. Kronos, K-R-O-N-O-S, workforce innovation that works. More at Kronos.com. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. There's a big reference book called the DSM, short for the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, and it's designed to define what a mental disorder is and what it is not. It can also determine whether your insurance pays or not. And the latest edition released last week includes a new disorder which could potentially affect a lot of people.
We decided that caffeine withdrawal would be placed in DSM.
More after this. What could be more common than a cup of coffee? Yes, it can have its side effects: restlessness, nervousness, excitement, red face, gastrointestinal upset, muscle twitching. I'm reading all these from the official manual of mental disorders. Rambling speech, sleeplessness, rapid irregular heartbeat. And you're saying, Dave, that's why I drink it. But when you suddenly stop drinking it, it can unleash a string of potentially debilitating symptoms like headache, fatigue, difficulty concentrating, depressed mood, which is why Dr. Charles O'Brien, the chair of the American Psychological Association's Substance Use Disorders Committee, decided it needed to be in the Manual of Mental Disorders.
It's been studied after two or three cups of coffee, even under double-blind conditions where people are given a placebo to have them not know that they're being withdrawn. This shows a definite withdrawal, but usually it's not very severe and not clinically significant.
It's placed in Section 3 of the manual, which means it's not a full-fledged disorder, but it's on a watch list. And in the meantime, if you find yourself suffering from the symptoms of caffeine withdrawal, here's what you do. Drink something else for a while. I hear that orange juice is pretty good. Anyway, I see our time is up, so that will be $175. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.